Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the audio daily dose of daf, the shiur where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 115, Pesachim 115. The Gemara discusses the custom of removing the table. Why do we remove the table? The scholars of Rav Yana's academy said so that the children should notice something unusual and be stimulated to ask. And then the Gemara goes on to explain in the notes, the proper format for fulfilling the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, relating the story of the Exodus, is one of question and answer. As it says, if your child asks you tomorrow, you should say, we were slaves to Paro in Egypt. Various stratagems are employed during the Seder to pique the children's curiosity and stimulate them to ask. And the Gemara goes on to say, Abai, as a child, was sitting at the Seder before Rabbah. He saw that they were lifting the tray-like table, removing it before Rabbah. Abai said, we haven't eaten yet. And they come and remove the tray from before us? Rabbah said to him, you have exempted us from saying manishtana. You have exempted us from saying that because you asked the question. Obviously, the idea is being involved in Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, doing something to ask to get the children to ask. So, in general, not just on Pesach, should it be that we do different strange things or silly things or funny things to get kids to ask questions. We should do what we can to get our kids, especially little kids, to be involved, to ask questions, to be stimulated, to want to know. What can we do to get kids involved, especially on Shabbos? We try Bli Neder to do a couple of things. We say a little piece from the Ramban Bli Neder. We say a little piece from the Or HaChaim Bli Neder. We say a little piece of Halacha from the Hilchot Shabbos from Rav Simcha Ben Cohen's really cool books. And we say something from the precursor to the Little Medrash says, my first Parsha reader. We say sometimes something, a little something from Rabbi Rosner. We try to say little things about the Parsha. Maybe we could get the kids to open up and tell us about the Parsha. What did you do in the Parsha? Did you learn about Shmoshe? No, silly, but we learned about Moshe. Did you learn about the Shmidbar? No, silly, we learned about the Midbar. Sometimes I purposely mispronounce things. Sometimes I say things that are really silly. I heard that the Jews went to the desert to find corn. What? No way, that's not what they did there. I heard that they went to Har Sinai to find out how to get to Israel, that there was a map. No, Abba, that's where they got the Torah. Whatever we can to stimulate the children's curiosity, to pique the children's interest, not just on Pesach. The whole idea of the Seder, when we have kids that stay awake and that are awake for the relevant children, their ages, whatever each family decides, we want it to be that it's interesting for them, that we ask them to question, but why should it only be on the Seder night? It should be every day, every week, Shabbos, during the day. What did you learn in school? Tell me about the Parsha. Tell me about what you learned, even in non-Jewish subjects and secular subjects. Tell me about math. I heard 4 plus 4 equals 25. No, it's 8. I heard red and yellow make turquoise. No, silly Abba. And that actually worked this week, that my son doesn't always like to, our son doesn't always like to tell us what happened in school. So what we tried was to say something silly, something totally off. Oh, I heard that there are hippopotamuses in the lake down the street. No, we learned in science about where different animals live during the winter, during the year. What can we do to stimulate the children's curiosity? What can we do to pique their children's interest, especially during the Seder? Of course, during Shabbos and Yom Tov, but even during everyday life, even during the days, whatever we could do, just as the Gemara talks about on Pesach, on the Seder, we do strange things, different things for Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. We take away the table in order to get the children to ask questions. We lean, we don't lean, we dip, we don't dip. We do charoses and maror and batzah. So too in our own lives, what can we do to get the kids to ask, to get the kids to learn, to pique their curiosity, to pique their interest on a daily basis throughout all of our days? Join us next time as we talk Pesachim 116 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.